This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, a delegation from the International Monetary Fund arrived in Cairo, Egypt today for talks with the Egyptian government on a $4.8 billion loan. Egypt and the IMF struck a preliminary deal on the loan last November, but they can't seem to lock it in. Marketplace's Noel King explains why.
Egypt is running out of cash to import fuel.
Anywhere you go, you'll see a kind of queue to a petrol station at least half a mile long.
Farah Halim is editor of the blog Rebel Economy. She says a lot of Egyptians don't want the IMF's money because if they take it, Egypt will have to reform its energy subsidies. Egyptians worry that will push up the price of food and fuel. Remember what happened last time an Egyptian leader crossed his people? President Mohamed Morsi has been walking a fine line on the loan for months. The Century Foundation's Michael Wahid Hanna says things may finally be too bad to ignore.
We have heard over and over again that Egypt is in an economic crisis, that this cannot continue. But it does appear to have reached a different stage at the moment.
It's not clear how soon things will improve if the IMF loan is signed. It is clear that they won't improve if it isn't. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.